Since it's been a little while since we were in the book of Acts, it's worth having a quick review to remember where we are in the book. At the end of chapter 15, after the council in Jerusalem, Paul went on his second missionary journey. And at that time, he was hoping to go back to many of the places that he had been before. But once he had gotten through those, we are told, the Spirit led him further west, so that he ended up on the coast in the city of Troas. And there, Paul received a vision of a Macedonian man calling on them to come over and to help them. And after talking it over, the group decided that this was the will of God. And so our reading for this evening picks up at this point, just as they are about to leave on this new journey. And they set sail from Troas, going northwest about 100 miles to the island of Samothrace. And then they went another 100 miles or so westward to the city of Neapolis on the Macedonian coast. And there Luke tells us that they got off the ship and went about 10 miles inland to Philippi, a leading city of Macedonia and a Roman colony. Philippi was an important and a very wealthy city with a lot of people. It was a center of trade for the region. And so it's not surprising then that Paul would choose to spend several days here. But it also appears that there was not a synagogue in the city. Perhaps being a colony meant that the city was too new and they just hadn't had time to establish one, or perhaps the Jews had not settled in Philippi in large numbers. But Paul and those with him figured, well, there has to be some. So they go out looking for them. And on the Sabbath day, we are told, they went out of the city to the riverside, seeing if they could find anyone. And there, as they went along, they found a group of women who were worshiping God, perhaps the only ones out of the entire city. And so they joined them on that Sabbath, and Paul told them the good news about Jesus Christ. One of them was named Lydia, and she was a very important woman. Luke describes her as a seller of purple goods. Purple, of course, was a very rare and a very expensive color in those days, the kind of thing that only the rich could really afford. And so the fact that Lydia sold purple cloth for a living shows that she was wealthy herself. She was a traveling merchant. And even the fact that she's so far away from home shows how wealthy she is. Because Thyatira, one of the seven cities in the book of Revelation, was several hundred miles away from Philippi. And she was wealthy enough, apparently, that she even owned a house in Philippi. Lydia was very well-to-do. But she also feared God. She was gathering in worship. She was calling on him in prayer. Her wealth did not lead her to forget the Lord, the way that wealth so often tempts many to do. But God opened her heart to listen to Paul in that moment. And she heard what he had to say about Jesus. Lydia heard how Jesus suffered and died for us. Lydia heard how God is calling all of us to turn away from our sins and how we ought to lay hold of Jesus by faith so that we might escape from the wrath to come. Lydia heard the gospel, and she believed on that day. And all those in her household traveling with her also believed. All of them were baptized so that they all heard the word of life and were gathered into the church on that day. But the part that I want to focus on in particular, Christians, is the last verse of our reading, verse 15, which says, "And after she was baptized and her household as well, she urged us, saying, 'If you have judged me to be faithful to the Lord, come to my house and stay.' And she prevailed upon us." Now, Luke makes it perfectly clear that Lydia believed. There really is no question about that. But we can see here that her faith showed itself immediately in what she said. Because having come to faith in Jesus, she immediately opens the doors of her home to Paul and those who are with him. Come and stay in a better place than wherever you're staying right now. Because of faith, Lydia wanted to make sure that they were taken care of. Because of faith, she was willing to share everything that she had. And because of faith, she would not take no for an answer. This is hardly a case of just being polite. Lydia was moved by Christian love, which flowed out of a living faith. Because faith is not an abstract thing, Christians, as if it was somehow merely a mental agreement. It's like saying, well, this Jesus thing sounds pretty good, so maybe it can't hurt to believe. No, that's not what faith is. Faith changes us from within. Faith makes us into something new, so that we not only want to do what God wants, but we want to do it eagerly. A living faith moves us to love our brothers. A living faith moves us to care for one another. A living faith moves us to want to be with our fellow brothers and to seek after God in everything that we do. A living faith moves us to forgive one another. And it moves us to be patient with one another, just as God has forgiven and is patient with us. A living faith cannot be hidden, because it always shows itself in what we do. Because if we can't see it, Christians, how can we say that we have faith? If we hate our brother, how can we say that we love God? If we ignore our brother, how can we say that we pay attention to God? If we don't want to be with our fellow Christians, how can we say that we want to be with God? Our love for God always shows itself in our love for our neighbor. What we think about him is what we think about God, without fail. And if we can't see it, if it doesn't show itself, then there is no faith, no matter how impressive we may seem to be. Now, I know that we often struggle in this life. I know that our love is often cold and imperfect, because part of me wants to do what is right, but the other part drags its feet the whole way. Part of me wants to love my brother, and part of me only wants to love myself. This struggle between sin and faith will always be there, right up to the very day that I die. But just as God brought Lydia to faith, forgiving her sins for the sake of Jesus Christ, so that she, by faith, as weak as it was, sought to do God's will, so God also gives us faith, forgiving us our sins even when we stumble and fall, so that we, by faith, as weak as it may be at times, still seek after him. Let me put it this way, Christians. Faith is what makes us feel how cold our love is. Faith is what makes us impatient with our failings. Faith moves us to want to do what is right, even when we struggle to do it. Because the desire to be like God is also his gracious gift. And through that gift, God moves us to turn away from our sins and to turn towards his Son. So let us then be like Lydia, eagerly seeking after God, even in the midst of our struggles, so that we may do what is pleasing in his sight. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, who has called us to yourself through your Son, Jesus Christ, move our hearts to seek after you in all things. In his name we pray. Amen.